smell the blossom scent in my short hair and the heavy musk of bull tyrannosaurs. I can feel each grain of sand under my toes. The air is still. I sing the Liberty Prayer softly, as the others do. The only one of the others I fear is Alicia, who has run the tyrannosaurs before. She has often been cold to me, and I know she expects to be first today, as she was on the last Patriot Day. But I will be better than her. Parents will name their infants after me this year. One of the tyrannosaurs lifts its head and screams, and the sound is terrible, like the shriek of rending metal. But I do not flinch. The gasp of the crowd is like the sigh of the sea. The tyrannosaurs are to be respected, not feared. Liberty is light on her toes. Liberty dances with what would consume her. Liberty springs over the back of the bull and lands on her feet. The others have finished stretching and singing, and stand as expectantly as I, though Alicia looks bored. Fuck her. She is 17 and old. Last year's sensation. But suddenly, and with a tiny smirk at the corner of her lip, she sets her hands to her hips and tosses her head, flipping back her long golden braid. That braid is stupid for a runner, but she is very skilled, and her hair has become her sigil every bit as much as the prancing figure tattooed in gold ink on her body. Seeing her proud stance, a lot of you thunder your feet against the hall and scream her Patriot Day name. Gazelle! 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 And I flush with fury. You will scream louder than that for me. I will make you scream louder. There are two kinds of people on this cylinder world. Competitors on the sand beside me, who I will destroy, and you on the platforms, whose worship I will earn. I must do something to steal your attention from Alicia, and quickly. An egret flies above a gazelle. Always. You must see that. I must do something bold, even if I risk looking ridiculous. I cannot see your faces, except for brief glimpses on the rotating screens interspersed with shots of the tyrannosaurs and images of me and the other sacrifices. But that doesn't matter. I will hear you. I take a few steps across the sand, turning in a circle, drawing your eyes. Smiling proudly, I lift my right arm, miming Liberty, holding her torch. It is an audacious gesture from a runner, and you break into a scream of joy and adulation that nearly deafens me. My ears ring. Yet I grin back, my breast hot with pleasure. A brief, disdainful glance over my shoulder shows me Alicia, her face rigid, her eyes seething. Good. I face the screens, facing all of you, my hand high in the air. There you all are. All of you. All my worshippers. You women who have been discussing every publicized detail of my life for weeks. You men who tonight will hire tattooed courtesans glittered like cheap imitations of me. You young lovers who have betted on the outcomes of this run, with the winner of the wager acquiring the other as a passion slave for a night or a week. I do know that among your millions, a few of you do not cheer. A few of you, a very few, sit silent and robed in black in protest. But you few are pathetic. I am alive, and I will run. Watch me. 2. You are impatient with waiting. I can hear the stir of you. But I love this moment. I hope the Master of Rites will prolong it. I want your appetites whetted. I want you desperate to see me in motion. I want to hear the gasp when I finally leave.